Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom,
keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How to handle money. First, wash your hands. No, I mean, that's a great question. How do you handle your money more intelligently so you can have more of it, so you can give more of it, so you can enjoy your life to the next level? Number one, I think you must revisit your orientation to wealth. If I say to you, rich people, what does that bring up for you? Right? When you think about rich people, what do you think of? Are they good? Are they bad? Are the rich 1, 2, 3, 4% of the world good people? Bad people? What are they like? What are their values like? Do you want to become one of them? You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes you discover that where you live or where you came from or what you heard of about money in your life is absolutely unconsciously driving your life today. Like, for example, for me, I grew up in a very difficult economic situation. I grew up in a very difficult town and place, and an old Irish mining town that had been economically depressed for nearly a century, where people didn't have a lot and people really struggled. Just, you know, very blue collar, tried to get through the day, lots of poverty, lots of people struggling. And I can share with you that there was this conversation often about people on the other side. Right? There's people on the other side of the tracks, or there's people on the other side who are wealthier. And there was a lot of the culture that I grew up in where, oh, those rich people. And there was this projection of frustration or restlessness or anger towards quote unquote rich or wealthier people. And because of that, I didn't ever want to become one of them. And so I didn't for a very long time. It's funny because one of the basic human drives that we have is the human drive for congruence. We want to be congruent in our thoughts and our behaviors. So if we think that a type of person is negative, our body and our mind and our subconscious will do everything it can not to become that, right? We don't want to become something that we think is negative. So if you think wealthy people or rich people are negative, guess what you're never going to attain? Wealth. And that's why it's important to revisit all those old stories and all those old phrases we heard growing up, money's the root of all evil, or people with money are insensitive, or people with money are selfish, or if you gain more wealth and success in life, you're just gonna be more busy and you're never gonna have time for your family and you're gonna forget everybody who ever came along with you and ever supported you and oh my God, and all these things, right? We think this big story about money. So what's your story about money? Is it positive? Is it negative? Is wealth something that will bring you more joy, more happiness, more ability to give and serve and do something with in your life? Or is it something that terrifies you because you think you won't be able to handle the obligations that come along with wealth? You worry that if you make more money or to make more money, you're gonna have to be away from your family more, so you never try. See, most of us have a lot of really bad assumptions about what it would take to succeed, but also what it would take to make more money and ultimately to keep more money, to sustain more money. Because I bet you also think, oh, I heard it's lonely at the top. Well, who wants to be lonely? And if rich people are bad, who wants to be a bad person? And if rich people are pushing family members away and becoming selfish, who wants to become that? So you've got to redefine what wealth would mean for you specifically, not what the culture told you it could be. I will share with you that after, I've been through the ringer financially in my life. I grew up with nothing. And then I started making something in corporate America, I built something of myself. I started working really hard. I got a good job. And I started climbing sort of that corporate ladder. I discovered that the corporate world wasn't for me. And so I left, I quit, and to start my own dream of doing videos and writing and doing my seminars and all of the things that I do now. And you know what? I did exactly what people predicted. I promptly went bankrupt. I went broke. I had no idea what I was doing. And it would have been easy at that point, very easy to quit, very easy to say, oh, you know what, money's not for me. But I thought, no, I know that sometimes, you know, if you don't have money, you can't sustain the message. If you're not earning, then you can't keep giving. And I thought, I got to change my orientation here. I got to get serious about making money and do it without all the guilt and the nonsense that my culture or the past or the popular media thrusts on people with money. Because guess what? There are also philanthropists. There are also people who take money and they support their family. They send their kids to college. They get safer cars. They do good in their community. They buy books for kids. They do things that matter with their wealth. And matter of fact, that's most wealthy people. And people, it's really hard to believe that if you're not wealthy yet. But I can share with you, after I had my big breakthrough and I started learning how to build more value in the marketplace, everything shifted for me. For the first time in my life, I had money. And the funniest thing is, I didn't even know what to do with it because I never had it before, so it was just there. And guess what? I've started finding things to do with it, no problem, as you will. But those things I found to do with money, they didn't tear me from my family or make me a bad person. I gave more to charities. I spent more time with my family. I could take them on vacations. We could go to the Caribbean together. I could do things for people that I love, little gifts and little treats and little acknowledgments that made them feel happy. I found ways to utilize it that made me happy. And now I had no negative associations to it anymore. So all I can encourage you to do, if you've got any hooks or negativity about rich people or about wealthy people or about the top 1%, 2%, 5%, 20%, 30%, 50%, if you have any negative thoughts about people in general, it's time to clear those up and try to rewrite your own meaning about what it would take and what it would be to have wealth in your life. I think the second thing you already know, I just want to make sure that you're doing that, is that you are automatically investing. If you're not already doing that, please do that. It's so simple. There's so many books on what you need to do. It just basically means if you are in charge of putting money in your savings or into your investments, you're in trouble because you're never going to do it. And I'm not saying go hire somebody. It just means when a check comes to you from your employer, have it automatically divert some funds to a savings account or investments account. So you never even see the money. You don't have to write the check to yourself. You never see it. It's just gone. Just take, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20%, no matter what you can, do something, put it directly into savings or put it directly into an investment account. You can ask your banker about it. You can ask anybody about it. You can read tons of books like The Automatic Millionaire or Money Masters. You can learn how to do this. All it means is you just never see the money. Because if you're in charge, you'll forget. Or you'll say, this month, I'm not going to do it. And then for 4 months, you don't invest and put your money away. Look, Warren Buffett was asked, what would he do if he didn't have, you know, if his family didn't have money? What advice would he give him? He said, you know what? To take whatever extra money they do have, put it in an index fund. Index funds beat the market over a period of time almost always. Not always, but over the period of time, they're one of the safest investments. So put your money there. If you don't know anything, just keep putting money there over a period of time. It seems to do pretty good. Usually seems to work. You can talk with any investment advisor or your banker to set it up so that your employer's money comes to you or your business money comes to you, but not into your account. It comes to and through your accounts right into your money market fund, your index fund, your savings. Just have it happen automatically so you never are in charge of that money. Because if you're in charge of it, you know what you do. You spend it or you lie to yourself and you say, one day I'll put it in there. And it's not earning money for you. Once it's in that investment account, that index fund or that savings fund, it starts earning money for you and it's working for you. Most Americans, unfortunately, are going to retire with little to no retirement funds because they never set it up automatically. Personally, I feel like it should be a political thing that people should have to do it as part of employment. It's like, make sure that they're guaranteeing their future will be okay. But I know that's very controversial, and the reality is now we have such a situation of so many people retiring with no money, not because they're stupid, not because they're bad people, because they didn't learn to beat human behavior. Human behavior is to delay. Human behavior is to utilize resources now. And that process of setting up automatically, make sure that you're just out of the equation. And money is being diverted into your own account, earning money from you, setting you up. You gotta do that.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is gonna help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Third, I think it's important for you to ask, how can I add more value in the time in which I serve? Meaning, if your day is 8 hours a day for a company, how can you squeeze in more value in that 8 hours? I don't think it's necessary for you to work 9, 10, 12, 14, 15 hours, and I think that's really, for most people, a negative thing. It causes too much stress, too much lack of sleep, so their creativity goes down, their productivity goes down. But if you're working, then that time you're working, how can you do a little bit more than the next guy or the next gal? How can you hustle a little bit more? How can you see the connections between what everybody else is doing in the company or what everyone else needs in the company and serve them? How can you come up with a new idea for your clients, for your customers? It's about adding more value in the marketplace in the same amount of time that gets you more productive, and it gets you to be recognized more for what you're doing, right? The janitor who does more than just sweep the floors, but starts asking intelligent questions around the place in which they work to discover how can we add more value, starts to get recognized more, and soon gets other opportunities, right? It's time to add more value in the same amount of time that you are currently working. Most people are working at a mediocre level. And that's not to be judgmental. It's just the reality of, right, the stats, the graphs, efficiency curves. You can just tell most people are just kind of going through the motions in the day. They're not adding a tremendous amount of creativity or value. They're just doing what they were told. And so if you can go beyond that, it's like that old saying, there's no traffic beyond the extra mile. If you add a little bit more extra than anyone else is doing, you're flying out there. You're out there and you're standing in a world of your own. I mean, you've gotten to a place where so few people can keep up with you. They're not even around. People don't try at work as hard as we think they do. And it's negative to say that, but we can see that from every single productivity study, efficiency studies at workplaces. Most people, because they don't like their job, they're not giving to their job. But here's the deal. What if you could teach yourself to like your job by giving more to your job? What if you could learn to enjoy what you're doing by thinking of new creative things to add to what you are doing? And by adding new creative things, you start to get more results. By getting more results, you usually get more recognition and rewards, and you start to add value and eventually move on up or get paid more. Now, in some cases, that doesn't happen, which is why I have this last point, which is also raise your standards for reward. What do I mean by that? It's like, if you're a top contributor, if you're what we call a high performer, and I can share with you, if you're a high performer, if you are giving and you are not being recognized, it's time to leave or to have a very honest conversation with the people around you and say, look, I'm giving a lot. I feel like I'm doing great value of service here, and I don't feel like I'm being compensated enough. So I need to have a forthright conversation whether or not it's time for us to revisit my contract or it's time for me to leave. And you have to have the boldness in life like that. If you are not being rewarded for your true contribution, and you have to question it, because lots of people are entitled to say, I'm contributing so much, and you look at it like, no, you're really not. You're contributing the same as the 15 people around you. But if you're really raising the bar on yourself, and you're really hustling, you're really adding value, then guess what? You deserve to be compensated. And if you're not, it's time to look for new places to go work. It's time to look for new job opportunities or new employment or entrepreneurial opportunities. Raise your standard, raise the expectation, right? Raise what we often say, raise your minimums, right? Raise your minimums of what you allow in your life that is not good for you, not something that honors or respects you, right? Raise your minimums, what you expect to have in your bank account. If the only expectation, if every month you're like, gosh, I hope I'm gonna have $500 in my bank account this month, you're never gonna become wealthy, ever. And it's mean to say that because especially when you're there, and I've been there, right? I've been in places where I couldn't afford a burrito. So believe me, I get what it sucks like when you don't have money. But if your only expectation is, I hope I have $500 and every month you have $500 and you're coasting through at $500, you're never going to become wealthy because at some point you have to say, well, what is that number for me that I can aspire to and work myself into? Right? A lot of people who discover that six-figure job, that $100,000 job, when you interview them, you ask them, how'd you end up at a six-figure job? They all say the same thing. They say, I started looking for a six-figure job. You're like, whoa, isn't that amazing? And how'd you end up having a six-figure job? They started looking for jobs that were like that, and they earned their way into it. They got the experiences or the results that were necessary to earn their way into it, or they just went buck wild crazy and they just started applying for jobs that were beyond their capabilities, and some of them got lucky enough to get hired into them, and that's what happened. Sometimes to get paid the next level, you need to move your city. You need to move another place. You need to move the employer. You need to quit. You need to do something new. But you shouldn't be afraid of doing something new that could potentially bring some new value, new lifestyle, into your life experience. Sometimes you gotta be bold, try new things, push the boundaries.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it,
It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out.
If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.